All right, welcome back in here to Coach's Corner, and we are joined with Wadena Deer Creek head football coach Kyle Pietermeyer. And Coach, had the game against Osakis on Saturday. Didn't go the way you guys wanted. Season now in the books, but you guys still had a pretty good year overall. Just talk about how your thoughts were on the season.
Season went pretty well, I guess, overall. There were definitely some games there throughout the year that we battled in, and we were close, and we just, you know, we couldn't pull it out at the end. I think two of our losses, five, were within 2 points. Another one was 8 points, and another one that we just had this past Saturday was within two touchdowns. So you look at it, well, four of the five games that we lost could have maybe went either way, you know, but that's sports and that's football. So for us, I guess if we look at the whole thing as the season's over now, it was definitely a success in the fact that the kids got better from the first game to the last game. I mean, our game against Osakis this past weekend was definitely not what we hoped for, but we competed right with them all the way until the end and pulled it within seven there in the fourth quarter. So definitely proud of our guys for battling. And one thing about this team this year was no matter what happened, they were going to fight till the end and they were going to give it all they had. And that was definitely reflective of our senior leadership and the other guys on the team. So definitely proud of our team this year for having the year that they had and for never giving up and always pushing through.
And to touch on that game for Osakis for a second, you know, they're the one seed. They're a really good football team. They were running the ball really well in the first half. But in that second half, you guys really tightened up and you held them down. The defensive line was playing really well. Dykoff from a linebacker position was playing really well. Just what made you guys, or what was that adjustment that really just helped you guys kind of lock it down, really helped you guys get back in the game?
Well, I think it was tough at the beginning of the game because, like you said, they're a very good team and they're physical and their backs run hard. And with any team any week, you know, it's kind of hard to take what they're doing and simulate it in practice. And once you get out to the game, obviously the speed hits a little bit different where obviously they run their stuff all year and they hit the holes a little bit faster than we do in practice and our scout team. So it takes a little bit to kind of adjust to the speed, but our guys just, they played well and they didn't want to lose. So they were doing whatever they could to kind of, you know, bring it a little bit, and the guys played together and they tackled as a team, obviously, but like I said, good team over there and they did what they had to do to win it, but definitely proud of our guys for fighting all the way to the end.
And they really did bring it into within one score, and it was really close. It had me on the edge of my seat. I was on the call for that game, and you know, you mentioned it there, just a bunch of guys who don't want to lose, and you could see that guys who fought to the end, and you talk about the senior leadership there. Just talk about how that senior leadership really played into your team, just not quitting and putting yourselves back into that game.
Yeah, the seniors they're all in multiple sports, so they have different situations in other sports, you know, in baseball or in basketball, or they're in wrestling or hockey or other things that they do throughout the year where they're put in situations where they kind of get comfortable in any situation that they're in. So I think their leadership and their mentality of knowing that the game's never over kind of rubs off on everybody else on our team. And it's kind of happened multiple times throughout the year where, you know, it doesn't matter what the scoreboard says because it's never final until the buzzer sounds or until the last out's made in any sport. So those guys bring the mentality just to kind of keep playing no matter what the score says. And that helped us on Saturday where we went down, I think it was 26-7 in that second quarter, where we had a lot of things go wrong in that second quarter where we had some turnovers and they turned those turnovers into points, and we could have quit right there and just kind of packed it up and got ready for our winter sports. But our kids, like you said and we talked about before, they're just not going to give in and they're not going to quit. So we kept going and kept digging, and like I said, got it back to a one score game in the fourth quarter, and you know, just kept going. So it was a good game. It was good for our guys to know they can compete with kind of the top dog in the section, but obviously, those turnovers proved kind of costly, and it was a good game by Osakis.
And you talk about the no-quit attitude that your seniors had, but also with your seniors, just talk about them for a second and just talk about what's one of the other things that you just really like about this group, something that stood out to you.
Yeah, like I said, we talk about their leadership. I just think they treat everybody with so much respect. It doesn't matter if they're talking to a freshman that might not get on the field, or if they're talking to somebody else on the team that plays every snap, offense, defense, and special teams, or if they're talking to a coach, or if they're talking to a random fan. I think they treat everybody with respect, and they treat everybody the right way. So I think that in itself kind of rubs off on the rest of the team, and it makes them want to be good people and makes them want to work hard. And I think that's their greatest trait. And as coaches and as spectators watching them, it's something that you want to see out of a team, where you want to see good people compete because good things happen to good people. So kudos to those guys for just being good kids and being leaders. But, you know, along with that, we have some pretty dang good football players as seniors as well. We've had some guys that have been playing for 4 years. We've had some guys that have kind of stepped up last year and this year. And like I said, you know, good athletes all around and good football players. So we're definitely going to miss them next year on the field and off the field and in the classroom and just being around our program. But we're proud of them and how far they've come these last 4 years, and we're excited for whatever the future holds for them.
talking about this season kind of in a retrospective here, just talk a little bit about on offense and defense, what's one of the things that you liked about your team throughout the year?
Well, for us, you know, if you've been to our games, you know that we don't really do what most high schools do, where we throw the ball about 75% of the time, and that's not normal, but I think that our guys kind of took on that mentality of using athletes and kind of getting the ball in space and just letting people go to work out there. And for us, we threw the ball really well this year. I mean, Peyton had, as a quarterback, had over 2,000 yards when the season ended, and that's a lot in high school. And he did a really good job, and he'd be the first to credit the receivers for catching the ball and getting open, and to credit the people up front for giving them time as well. So offensively, I think we threw the ball really well this year. And then compared to past years, we also ran the ball pretty decent this year. I think Evan had a great year running the ball behind the guys up front. So it's definitely something that we can build on going into next year, especially having a lot of our linemen back and our running backs back in the backfield. So we threw the ball well, and we ran it better than past years. And then defensively, like I said, we gave up a lot of yards on the ground, but there are definitely times where kind of that bend but not break mentality where teams might drive down the field a little bit, but at times we kind of toughened up and didn't let them get into the end zone. So our run defense, I think, got a little bit better as the year went on. And then pass defense was okay throughout the year as well. So overall, I just thought we did a pretty good job offensively and defensively. And then in special teams, you know, we found a kicker this year where Cole Woods had an awesome year kicking extra points, and we actually made a field goal in our playoff game against Staples. So that was really cool to see, and the kids are pretty hyped up about that too.
And last question here for you, Coach, just talk about now looking ahead to next season. Still a lot of time, but what excites you most about next season's squad?
I think for us, for next year, you know, we've kind of been talking about it as coaches here in the last couple days. Obviously, we lose an incredible senior class of kids and athletes, like we just talked about, and they're going to be hard to replace. But for us, just looking at guys coming back, we're going to have a lot of guys with a lot of experience coming back. And I think in football and a contact sport, that's important, because having guys that have been out there, now they're going to get a year older, and hopefully the game just slows down for them. And since they've had so much experience, now they can have another year of off-season, another year of lifting weights and just getting a little bit bigger, so it can help them going into next year. So we're definitely excited for next year, but we're just not ready to close this year quite yet. We're going to have a banquet coming up here in the next month or so, and then we'll honor those seniors and this team, and then we'll kind of close the page on this year's squad, and we'll look forward to next year.
All right, Coach Kyle Pietermeyer, their head coach of the Wadena Deer Creek Wolverines football team. And thank you for joining us here on the Coach's Corner Show. And it was a great season. It was fun to follow you. You guys had a great year, and best of luck next season.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate all your time coming to all the games and getting ready for that and covering us. I know the kids appreciate it, and I know we do too, so thank you.
That was Wadena Deer Creek head football coach Kyle Pietermeyer there. We'll have more to come here on Coach's Corner on KWAD.